football on off the ball.
That was huge for them because they're going to hype this up, and they did hype this up, as like Alan Shearer and Guy Mowbray said after the game, the greatest English result in a World Cup since 66. Yeah, and one of the greatest English performances.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kerry ladies footballer Emma Costello is the PwC GPA Player of the Month for June. Delighted to say she's on the line with us now. Emma, how are you?
Hi, how are things? How are you keeping?
Very good, thank you. The ghosts of last year's semi-final have been truly banished after the weekend's victory over Meath.
Yeah, we have to be very happy with it. We had a good performance. Obviously, we weren't thinking of it like that as like a revenge game or anything like that. That wasn't the way we went into it, but I suppose it was probably in the back of the mind a little bit that we just wanted to prove to ourselves that we didn't perform last year. We were very disappointed with our game against them in the semi-final last year, so we just wanted to just show that there was so much more in the tank for us and that we had a good performance in us, and thankfully it came out on the day.
In your last six games now, this team has gone unbeaten, but probably the best performances have come since that Munster final victory over Waterford. If I could just take you back to that day, a titanic battle, your third title in a row, but you seem to bring out the best in each other in those provincial derbies.
Yeah, we've just had such battles with them in the last few years, and because they had beaten us in the round robin games of the Munster final, of the Munster Championship, so we just knew that they were going to come at us. It went down literally to the final whistle. Like, it was such a battle. It was a roasting hot day, and it was so intense, so much fight with both teams. We were really lucky to come out with the win on the day, but we were glad we did. But I think since the Cork probably game, even in the Munster Championship, we've really started. We've come good every game since that. We're just improving every game, and we're just trying to keep learning and keep performing well. Obviously, from even the weekend, there's obviously learnings from every match. So we're just trying to improve every game from week to week. So we'll have a big game now in 2 weeks again. But yeah, that Munster final was a great victory. We were buzzing after it. Really, it was just to come out of it. You know, you win a lot. You learn a lot from those games when they're so close and when it's such a hard fight. Yeah, we were delighted.
As a centre back, when you see your goalkeeper saving that last shot and getting player of the match, you must be delighted in one sense. Also asking a bit of questions, saying, should my goalkeeper be getting player of the match? Is that onus on me a little bit?
I know what you mean. Yeah. Marion had an outstanding game that day. She, between her kickouts, and she stopped, I'd say, four point blank shots as well that day. So she was outstanding. She really kept us in the game. It was definitely on us as the backs. We kind of left them in too easy at times. But I think we learned a lot from that too. We've kind of tightened up since then, and we've not conceded since. So it's good. But yeah, no, it's a great day when she gets clear of the game. You know, she's done unbelievable stuff. But it's her shot stopping too. She's unbelievable, one of the best in the country at it. And it's great for us even in training. We know that it's great practice for our forwards too, that she's putting them on their toes all the time. She's that good.
Yeah, you tightened up at the back. You absolutely have. I mean, your last three games against Tipperary, you conceded 4 points. And Kildare conceded 8 points. And Meath again at the weekend, you've conceded 8 points. As a fulcrum of the defence, that must be so pleasing for you.
Yeah, it is. We're really just trying to, like you say, tighten it up so much. And we're just probably working better as a unit as the game is going on, or as the games are moving on. We're just working on our system quite well, and we're just working on supporting one another, and there's no one's isolated and no one's left on their own. So I suppose we all just know we're fighting for one another, and that's the most important thing, that we're working together as a unit as opposed to people trying to do things one-on-one. So it's been good. We have to be very happy with how the last few games have gone.
I've heard you speaking about that quite often as well in terms of this team. It's a real team aspect as opposed to maybe other Kerry teams you've played with where it was down to individuals. What's that down to, do you think?
I don't know really. I suppose it's always there. Like, it's always everyone, it's always more a unit. But I just feel like this year maybe we are more focused on it from, let's say, 15 back. We're working on defending, and we're working on putting pressure on everywhere. Maybe we're just kind of have a slightly different focus on that. But it's definitely always been a good unit, and every Kerry team has their strengths. Like, but I guess we just try and work together this year, that we have our game plan in our head, and that everyone has bought fully into that, and everyone knows their job and everyone knows their role. Whether it's the 15 on the pitch, it's the five subs coming on, or it's the extended panel, like the competitive the Benelux Independent at the moment is ferocious, and that's what you want. And I think that's helping us so much as well, because no one is guaranteed a spot anywhere. So all that, everyone is just constantly fighting. So I think that's, the hunger is there. So I think that's why we just know that we're working so much as a team, because if you don't, then there's going to be someone's going to take your place, or, you know.
I've heard Mark Burke say as well that he's happy with the performances, but there's still a lot of work to be done. It must be great to have that influence and someone that's just continuously striving for something a little bit better. And I can only imagine the in-house trainings and games that you're having at the moment with those battle for places. If you're not happy with what you're currently doing, you're striving for that little bit extra every time.
Yeah, I suppose you have to always, like, even from the weekend, there's always improvements everywhere. Like, we want to hold ourselves to the highest standards, and that's across the board, and Mark drives that. So we just know that if it's a hand pass that went astray, or a kick pass, or maybe someone took the wrong option somewhere, it's learning from that. It's never, oh, you did this wrong or did this right. It's always, okay, what can we do slightly better, or what can we do that's maybe a little bit different there? So it's learnings every week. If you're not learning, then we shouldn't be there. We have to be looking to improve all the time, and we have to be looking to be the best all the time. So although we had a good win against Meath, like I said, there's still room to push again, because Dublin is going to be another test again. So we know it's, and the games are coming so thick and fast at the moment, you have to get back and reset and look forward to the next game again.
Yeah, but before we look forward to that Dublin game, might just take you back to the Kildare game. First of all, played as a doubleheader with the lads. You've had a couple of them now this season as well at home. How do you find them?
Oh, they're brilliant. I was only chatting to Dylan about it here, because obviously we played before their Cork game as well, their Munster final. It's just brilliant, like the atmosphere that it brings, and just the crowd come in, and people, obviously new people, maybe seeing the game that they hadn't seen before. And it's like, for the special, like that Munster final, the second half especially, for sure, stadium was nearly full, because it was a beautiful day, and like the crowd really travelled, like it was brilliant. But it's so good to come out and like run out in the second half and just hear the crowd and hear. And like, I remember at one stage, Chifa got a goal in the Cork game, and the roar, like, you know, you just know that everyone is just rooting for us, and they want to see us winning and see us do well. And we performed well that day as well, and no different to the Kildare game. It's great that we had such good performances on those 2 days, that we really showed how good we can be, and people showed how good ladies football is. It's great to put it on a map like that and just see that, okay, we should be coming to all these games, because this is how good the Kerry ladies are as well, do you know.
You put on a show yourself as well that day, player of the match, scored a point early on, maybe could have been a goal opportunity. Is that the defender in you coming out popping it over?
Probably, or just the bad aim probably.
There was a picture doing the rounds on social media after, on the pitch, of your daughter Molly and yourself. Just ask you about coming back to play after having Molly, and what it's like now as a mother playing intensely and working full time as well.
I suppose I'd come back last year, but she was a little bit younger, and I wasn't working as much. So this year is definitely probably a little bit busier, because I am back full time as well. And she's definitely busier. But it's great. It's great to be able to do it. I'm glad to show that it can be done, I suppose, and that it's possible. But it does take a lot of help. We have great help from both sets of grandparents, and my husband is amazing. And it's even all the girls. If I have to bring her somewhere, everyone's delighted to lend a hand. But no, she's a great, great baby. She's funny. She's a little character now. So she can do the up carry, and she can do mama E football. And so she has all the basics.
Is there anyone you look to for a little bit of advice? I know Louise Galvin would have been in a similar situation.
Yeah, Louise has been a great help. She would have come back after Florian and was back a lot sooner than I was. She was back after I think it was 9 or 10 weeks. She was back training, like, it was crazy. But she was my inspiration, just to see that it can be done, and that I know she'd say the same. She's just glad to show that it's possible, and that you can get back there after having a baby. Like, we've often discussed how much easier it is for the boys, that they can keep playing away. But no, I'm just glad to show that it can. And in time, they'll understand, like the kids will see that, oh, that was kind of cool what you were doing. So it's just an honour to be able to do it. And I'm just glad that Mark did ask me to come back as well. It's been a great season so far. So hopefully we can keep it going.
Was it a big decision? Obviously, it was a big decision for you to make, but was it something that you always had in the back of your mind, that you wanted to give another go?
I don't know, really. I suppose last year I was delighted to give it a chance. I didn't think last year that I'd go back because I just felt I was so off it. But I kind of got back there eventually. And then I went to kind of play a bit of basketball this year because I would have always played basketball before. And I ended up rupturing my calf after a few training sessions. So there was still an itch for something, I feel. You know, it's hard when you're competitive and you know that there's still something left. So after I got back from rehabbing that, I said, look, I'll give it one more bash. And I said one more bash now, probably a few too many times, but here we are.
Can I ask you a little bit about the basketball, Emma? Because yeah. I think specifically Kerry players are so synonymous with it. You know, your captain at the moment, Schaefer O'Shea, an incredible basketballer, going up to Kieran Donaghy. It must help. Yeah. It really does. And it's something that I'd associate anyway with Kerry.
Yeah, no, it's definitely helped. So Shifra, Leah and myself would have been, well, I was trying to play with St. Paul. So they were playing in the Super League this year. So they were juggling a lot this time, like between January and March, especially they could have a basketball game on a Saturday and then go play a league game on a Sunday. Like it is demanding, but it does help so much with your vision, your hand-eye coordination, your spatial awareness, I think. Like you can see Shifra or Leah, the two of them, when they get the ball, it's heads up football. Like Niamh Connor and Niamh Newcracker is the same. Like there's nearly all the players would have played basketball at some stage, whether it be school or club. Or so you can see it in people that they just, it's the head up football straight away, and it's looking for the next pass. And it's, do you know what I mean? I feel like I can spot someone a mile away if they play basketball, but even their footwork, do you know, they can maybe do a little spin the other way that's maybe not familiar to a defender, then you'd get away, get your space. No, it's great. It's definitely, it's brilliant. It's such a help. And you would always encourage people to, no different to any other sport, to keep playing. So if you can do it, then keep playing them all as much as you can.
To look at Dublin then, Emma, the last time you would have faced them in a competitive knockout fixture probably would have been the 2023 All-Ireland final, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We had played them in Parnell Park that year in the round robin, and then we faced them again in the All-Ireland final. Yeah. Yeah,
they came through they came through a late scare with Cork and Parnell Park at the weekend as well.
Yeah. So no, it's going to be a monstrous battle again. We know what's coming. They're going to be just such a huge test again. So we have 2 weeks now to kind of, like I say, we haven't been training yet since the weekend. So we'll be training tomorrow night, and it'll be all eyes on getting our plan together, getting ourselves organised. Obviously, we'll always focus on ourselves, but you have to come up with a plan for them too. And whether it's different players or different matchups, we'll hopefully get that sorted in the next week and be able to focus fully on the game then.
You've got a good bit of experience with Dublin football yourself. You played some club football up there for a year or two.
Yeah, I did. I played with Bridget's. So they were on the Navan Road there near Blanchardstown. It was great. I loved it. I was still playing with Kerry at the time. So I had done a year or two training with them. And then I just said, my own club disbanded at the time in Farn 4. So I said, look, I might as well go and play with them. And it was great. We played Division 1 football. We got to Dublin Division 1 Championship Final against Fox Cab. Like it was unreal. Just great. Great exposure. Like, and the games were always played midweek, which is kind of unheard of in Kerry because people are always in college or away, or so the games are usually Sunday mornings or maybe a Monday during the summer. But they were Wednesday nights, so it meant that they kept everyone playing. It was great. You know, we might train a Monday and a Friday, and then people had their weekends. So I think it just meant that players kept playing football a lot. So you weren't losing people if they were working or anything. It was great. Yeah, no, I loved it. I have to say they were great.
You were great never job. Tempted to don the blue?
No. No, I can't say it was, no. We're desperate. We're pure Kerry, so we have to... But it's Kerry or nothing.
And if I can chat to you a little bit, Emma, about the All-Ireland finals... You've played 3 senior All-Ireland finals now, 2012, 22 and 23. A lot of people would have associated this...
I've been around too long.
not at all. A lot of people would have associated this Kerry group with having finally got over the line in 2024.
Yeah.
But yourself, you were missing, you were very busy at the time being pregnant with Molly.
I was very heavily pregnant.
What was it like watching from the sidelines that day?
Oh, it was brilliant. We were just such pride for them. Just knowing what we'd been through in the previous 2 years and... how much the work had gone in, and like obviously you don't like you don't deserve anything, but that group of girls just deserve to get over the line, like led by Louise. Like it was just fabulous. Sure, we're just so emotional all day from start to finish. I was actually with Louise at it and our two husbands, so we had a great day and we ended up back at the hotel with the girls till all hours, and it was brilliant. It was just an unbelievable day. Just such pride for them, knowing what had, the hard work that had gone in and how much it was so deserved.
You're still fighting for your own Celtic Cross though, and hoping for it maybe this year.
Please God, yeah. Look, we'll take one step at a time, and Dublin is our sole focus now, so that's what we'll focus on for the next 2 weeks.
Very good. And that game against Dublin is Semple Stadium on Saturday, July 18th. Have you played much football in Semple?
We actually played that same year of the Dublin final. We played Mayo there in our semi-final as well. So that was probably the last time we played there. So it's great. It's a good open pitch. Hopefully it'll suit us. So yeah, looking forward to now. We can't wait.
Very good. Emma, thank you very much and the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the chat.